But when Gracie Allen and Burns and Allen were on TV, were on radio, both men and women identified with Gracie as the character, as the main character. And then when it moved to TV.
This is Eli.
This is Esme.
This is Everett.
We're from Prairieville.
This is Ethel. I'm from Iowa.
You're listening to WGSC
90.7 FM.
Catskill Hudson.
Creative
Community
Radio.
WGXC welcomes audio responses from listeners. Anyone can call and leave a message with WGXC, and we'll play it on the air. Call 518-291-WGXC and leave up to a 3-minute message for airplay. Hear something you disagree with? Want to speak out on an issue? Plug your band's show? Let your neighbors know something important? Call 518-291-9492 and leave a 3-minute message anytime about any issue. That number again is 518-291-WGXC, 518-291-9492.
You are invited to join me upon the Cypress Bow. Music from North Africa, West and Central Asia. First Monday of every month, 8 to 10 p.m. on WGXC. 90.7 FM and WGXC.org.
Are you tired of your flying saucer always breaking down on your way to Mars?
Wish you could get more bang for your whoopee at the gas pump?
Well, here at Flying Saucer Mart, we have the perfect flying saucer for you.
It goes as fast as light. It comes in a variety of colors and only costs you 75 whoopee.
Come down to 375 Bionic Ave in Pluto City and fly home with a new used flying saucer today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Meredith Coy of Atlanta, Georgia. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Right, he says, this one won't miss. Awesome beyond description.
The most extraordinary output ever to emerge from the motion picture studio.
It cost $4 million and it has 4 million thrills.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Nora E. Edelman of Athens, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC has a new call-in number for anyone to leave a 3-minute message that we will play back on the air. Listeners can leave as many 3-minute audio letters to the editor at 518-212-7509 as they want, and WGXC will let your voice be heard on the local airwaves. The number again to call in and record a 3-minute message that will be played back on 90.7 FM is 518-212-7509.
WGXC believes in creative use of the airwaves. WGXC is a program division of the nonprofit arts organization Wave Farm, based in Accra, New York. We are the only station in the country to dedicate significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. Tune in to Transmission Art and Experimental Sound programming overnight and on Saturdays, and hear artists from all over the world who sculpt and compose with the airwaves.
Wave Farm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wave Farm and our radio station, WGXC, operate and broadcast. The Mohicans named themselves the people of the waters that are never still, following their arrival along the Mohicanitta, the great ebb tide river also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For further information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit Mohican.com.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC, hands-on, listener-supported radio for Green and Columbia counties.
Wave Farm's Public Art Park begins opening Saturdays on June 3rd for drop-in visits anytime between noon and 6 p.m. The art park is on Wave Farm's 29-acre campus in Accra, featuring 13 installations. The study center, including a research library, the WGXC 90.7 FM Accra broadcast studio, and accommodations for Wave Farm's International Artist Residency Program. Visitors to Wave Farm's Art Park receive a guided tour of the campus. Admission is free, and tours typically last between 60 and 90 minutes. The Art Park is available to see on other days through October through reservations at wavefarm.org.
Next, we tune in the latest episode of the I Have Seen Niagara radio theater show from G. Lucas Crane and Rick Royer. The show airs Saturday mornings on the WGXC Morning Show between 9 and 10 a.m. and every early Wednesday night just after midnight.
Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody on the other side.
Operation Midnight Fog, this is Bug Child, code name Bug Child. Message to the Sunflower Team. I've been to the other side. I have returned, not because I wanted to, but because it is imperative that I reach you to tell you all how wonderful it is here. If anyone is feeling reluctant to cross over, do not be afraid. It's everything that the brochure tells us and more. The water shapes a house at the end of the bed. It's magic. Shrank my gout. Now I can hold money again. You should see my whistle and how clean I keep. I dip in the space bubble here where there are no urns or tombstones because everyone is alive. Alive in a psychedelic world the color of dominoes. The odor of a good spouse. See skies of dragons. Hear four mounds of dirt. What more color in the book of nerves plowed by angels? And we even got a vitamin shop run by guys named Lanny. I do not feel guilty about sacrificing the innocent to access this dimension. We're all here together, prancing and laughing and whacking off together. Nobody misses loved ones. Our family is now the plants, animals, and food. Mother in the spinach.
Daddy the Lamb, first man to ride the lightning. No, wait. I see a shadow. I've been found. Please, no. Not the pig dog man. It was once a pig dog baby, then grew to a shadow. Here to drag it back. I told him what you told me to. I told him it was good. I told him about the spinach. The whannies. No, no. There is your knife. He comes and does. Tablet. Put it. Rings. See me. From a door to a black sheep. Did you see that? I told him. I told him what you told me.
And that's where the tape ends. Gives me the chills every time I listen to it. Look, I don't ask a lot of questions here at my job, at the Ransomville Outdoor Flea Market and Auction House. I'm given a box of envelopes, I fold the envelopes, I put the envelopes in a folder, and I put the folders in a box. I do my job and I go home. But when a box was accidentally delivered to my barn office that was full of flyers for missing men, women, and children, with this cassette tape taped to the bottom of the box, I knew something was fishy. Sure, I've seen a number of warning signs since I've been here. The crates of tie-dyed shirts, the drawers of fake beards, the trundle beds full of unlicensed temporary Grateful Dead bear tattoos. But now it's all falling into place. See, the people I work for are Isidorians, the largest psychic spiritualist sect of water farmers this side of the Mississippi. They believe in the Christhood of Saint Isidore, the patron saint of farmers, and they make their living from selling handcrafted hummingbird feeders and experimental mind-altering drugs. They are the ones who are behind the sunflower cult, and they're just dressing up as deadheads when they pull off nefarious operations to throw everyone off, to get everyone to hate the hippies, to rise up against them and take them out of power. Water farmers have been jockeying for dominion over the Eastern Ley Line Power Corridor for centuries, and their next move, I'm afraid, could have global ramifications. And because of what I may have uncovered, I feel like my life is in danger. I hope this recording falls into the right hands before the Imidorians realize that there is a mole in the flea. Wait, did I say Imidorians? I meant Isidorians. My mind, it feels so open. Not just my mind, but the thing my mind is in. The skull. Split forehead so open wide you could fit a hoagie through it. A whole body through it, even. Whoa. Dizzy. What? Between the slats of the barn walls, a mist. It seeps in. I hear them. Them. They are coming. The Isidorians. The Imidorians. The Imidors. Imidor. No. Imidor. No. Imidor. Imidor.
And the rest of the tape is just someone singing show tunes that was taped over.
You think this has anything to do with all them peoples that's gone missing?
Not a chance. Don't make anything of it. Just sounds like one of them punk rockster's pranks, and I'm not going to be on the tits end of no goddamn caper. And anyway, we've got bigger things to worry about. A semi-truck carrying a bunch of bins full of pumpkins just jackknifed on the 190. It's Halloween all over the highway. The only thing we could find of the driver so far was his tube eyes. They were wide open with a look of fear. Just to be on the safe side, I want you to take that cassette tape down to the firing hole and put a few rounds in it. Can't let it come back to bite us right in the asshole. And by the way, on your way out, tell him to hold my calls. I'll be in here with the lights off, trying to do my ABCs in the dark.
Okay, bye.
A. B. C.
Most radio shows don't come with a demonstration, but most radio shows aren't Radio Wonderland.
Hook's greatest hits.
Right, so then I take more pieces of live radio, slice them, fit them into the groove, and then in a few minutes you get something like...
In LA, some restrictions apply.
It's radio made completely out of radio. I'm Joshua, but you just call me Radio Wonderland.
10:30 a.m. Saturday mornings till 11. Some restrictions
apply. So start out by telling me what you have planned for this Sunday.
Well, I think when the fascists come marching through your community, you have to answer that. You can't, because silence is complicity, really. So the rally is really about saying this isn't okay in our town. This is not acceptable here. This groups who foster hate and oppression and are anti-democratic, that's just not welcome here. And so the rally is really going to focus on what we can do as citizens to fight fascism, because that's really what this is, right? It gives people a chance to express their outrage and their horror. That needs to happen. But to do some educating on what we can do to fight fascism. So we'll have some concrete, actionable next steps on what to do and places you can go to get information.
This is in response to the surprise pop-up Proud Boys rally that happened last weekend in downtown Saratoga.
Yes, exactly. This is, and we actually did something like this. It's more years ago now than I wanted to believe, but the KKK came through Saratoga a few years back, and they came through twice. And the second time, the first time was like sometime in the spring, early summer, and then the second time they were here in February, handing out flyers downtown and handing out flyers to people of color on top of it. So a group of us, some of us got together and planned a rally, and we actually had it on Valentine's Day night. We pulled it together in 2.5 days, and over 125 people showed up. And some people canceled their Valentine's dinner plans because they said, this is more important. And 125 people came out and said, this is not okay here. This is not welcome here.
What do you make of that rally, and why do you think do you have any thoughts about why they chose downtown Saratoga at that time?
My guess is it's track season, and you get a lot, you get a pretty good bang for your buck when you march downtown Saratoga Springs for that. And we tend to be, while Saratoga County is more red, Saratoga Springs is pretty blue, pretty progressive and democratic. So I think that might have been part of it. But you get a lot of attention in August in Saratoga when you're marching down the street.
It can be a little slippery to understand what the Proud Boys really are and what it is that they're advocating for. And what would you say to somebody that sort of saw this and like a Black Lives Matter march as sort of just two sides of a coin or something like that?
You know what's interesting is if you understand that the fascist Nazi Germany based their anti-Semitic laws on the Jim Crow laws of the South. Did you know that? That's what they modeled their anti-Semitic laws on, is what we had here in the United States. Then you begin to understand that Black Lives Matter are people who are trying to live their best life without interference, and Proud Boys are these white nationalists that are afraid of losing power. You know, they're afraid of becoming the minority. And so then the question becomes, then the observation or the question is there a problem with being a minority in the United States? Do we treat them differently or less than? And I think that there's a real fear for them with that. And I think as we've watched 40 years of the Reaganomics decimate the middle class and have an income gap that's wider and wider, these folks, I get some of what they're afraid of, but they're going after the wrong people. It's not the immigrant that's taking your job. I mean, I have yet to hear some white nationalist say, I was a fruit picker until some immigrant came and took my job. I mean, the immigrants are doing the jobs that people don't want. What's happened is, in the name of profit, our jobs have been shipped overseas to someplace cheaper. Corporate greed. And we are just now, under some of the new economic policies, getting some manufacturing jobs back. There were like 60,000 factories that closed in this country, and all those a really good example was the Carrier. Remember Carrier? They are an air conditioning and heating company. They make those kind of components, and they were shipping their jobs to Mexico. Trump, when he came in, was running and first came, oh, I'm going to save this. Well, so he threw some money at them, but those jobs went to Mexico. So mm-hmm. I get, so they're looking at not being able to advance or not having a standard of living that their parents had. They can have nothing to pass on to their kids. You know, people are working. When I was growing up, I'm 67, so I've got a slice of history. When I was growing up, families could live on one income. They could buy a house, they could go on vacation, and they could send their kids to college. All that has changed, and I think these folks are seeing the American dream slip away from them, and they're terrified, so they take the easiest route out.
I guess the next question is, what do you have as a group or as an organization or in general to sort of combat this and come up with a different answer than xenophobia and, as you said, fascism?
Well, this and this is what's really hard, because we do have, I believe we do have the power to stop it. But it's really difficult. It's hard to do. But so some of what we do is expose the lies. Expose the lies of, I had a good job as a fruit picker until somebody came along, this immigrant came along and took my job. You know what I'm saying? So you begin to expose some of those lies. You begin to offer an alternative look at what's happening with the economy. And some of it is naming history. Some of it is being able to look back and say, hey, I remember when, and be able to show people that things were, in fact, different, and that we can begin to change things for the better for everyone. Because when we all do better, we all do better. But, you know, up until 1973 or 74, healthcare in the United States had to be not-for-profit. Couldn't be a profitable business. Nixon changed that. Look what we have in healthcare now. It's a friggin' disaster. We have these insurance companies where the CEOs are making millions. Meanwhile, grandma can't get her friggin' blood pressure meds because they're too expensive. You know, there have been people who have been hit by cars and said, don't call an ambulance, I can't afford it. I think getting people to let go of the tribalism of your political party. People will switch religions faster than they'll switch a political party.
Tell us exactly when and where this event is on Sunday.
On Sunday, it is at 2 o'clock on the corner of, we call it, the unofficial name is Democracy Corner. It's on the corner of a church and Broadway. It's at the post office in downtown Saratoga Springs. So we're going to rally people together, let people talk about how, because people need to be heard about how this affects them. I mean, the Jews in this town are really frightened. I can tell you what some of them are. They look at this and think, holy crap, my relatives left Nazi Germany to escape, and left Europe to escape this. It's very frightening. People of color, this is really frightening stuff. So people give people an opportunity to express their fear and their outrage, and then talk to people about ways. We're not helpless here. There's a toolkit out here. We're not bereft of actions to take. And I think that's part of what gives people hope here, is that we can, whatever you wish that the Germans had done before Hitler took over, you should be doing that now. And give people some ways to do that. We should be actively fighting this stuff now, pushing back on it.
Mm. Well, thanks so much. Before we stop, is there anything that you think we missed or that you'd like to add?
I try to operate from, if you look at the 82nd Psalm and you look in the middle of the whole thing, and it's about stick up for you stand up for the people who can't stand up for themselves. And the whole idea of Jesus' message was to connect with our common and connected humanity, and I think that's part of where I operate from. I don't know if that's useful or not, but that's really my philosophy, is that we really need to understand our common and connected humanity, even with the people that we disagree with. And that's how you build a society that's inclusive and accepting of people and celebrates their diversity.
One ringy dingy. Is this Mr. Hoover? Mr. Jedgar Hoover? Good. Then I have reached the party to whom I am speaking. Mr. Hoover, this is Miss Tomlin from the telephone company. It is my duty, Mr. Hoover, to discuss with you some of the abuses of your instrument. Yes. Yes, it does sound rather un-American, doesn't it? Now then, Mr. Hoover, I have your file here before me. Oh, yes, I'm sure that you have a file on me, too. After all, turnabout is fair play. Yes, it does sound perverted. Now then. Mr. Hoover, I have a find that you and your agents have indulged in the illegal and unfair practice of wiretapping. Wiretapping. Oh, Mr. Hoover, listening to other people's conversations. Oh, how do I know? From listening to your calls, that's how I know. Oh, no. Mr. Hoover, don't be rude. I'll make a loud noise into my mouthpiece and perhaps deafen you for life. Now, Mr. Hoover, may I ask, do you have a telephone directory handy? Good. Let us turn to page VIII and recite in unison. It is a crime under both federal and state law to use a telephone for annoying or harassing purposes, or to knowingly permit a phone under one's control to be used for such purposes. This includes calls in which the caller remains silent, etc., 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 etc. Oh, you do know the law, Mr. Hoover. Now, Jedgar, listen. Is there anybody at your place listening in? Everybody. Good. Let's get right to the nitty-gritty. There's absolutely no reason for your people to skulk about, electronically speaking. You can get all the information you need from us. Probably a lot more accurately, too. Good. Good, then we will be in touch. Oh, and Mr. Hoover, before you go, I must tell you how much I admire your vacuum cleaner. Hello? Mr. Hoover? Well, why do you suppose he got so huffy? I was just being complimentary. Everybody knows there's nothing like a Hoover when you're dealing with dirt.
That was Lily Tomlin with the FBI from her record, This Is a Recording.
Here's Sonic Youth with Antenna.
Thank you. Max Headroom is a virtual media personality, a character created by George Stone, Annabelle Jankel, and Rocky Morton. He is portrayed by Matt Frewer and has been featured in multiple films, television shows, and advertising campaigns since his debut in 1985. On November 22, 1987, an example of life imitating art, two Chicago television broadcasts were interrupted, hijacked by unknown perpetrators. On WGN Channel 9 at 9 p.m. for 25 seconds, and then again for about 90 seconds 2 hours later on WTTW Channel 11. Someone wearing a rubber Max Headroom full head mask and sunglasses appeared on screen speaking gibberish about a variety of seemingly disconnected subjects, while behind him a physical piece of corrugated metal rotated in a manner similar to the digital background lines of Max's videos. The interruptions ended with the assailant's exposed hindquarters being struck with a fly swatter, and then, you know, back to the news. To this day, no one has ever been caught, and no one knows who did it.
The video pirates, who managed to scramble Chicago airwaves. The pirates interrupted WGN and WTTW programming with a show of their own. Our Mike Kirsch has more.
Channel 11's Doctor Who was unexpectedly knocked off the TV screen last night by a broadcast pirate disguised as Max Headroom. The wacky and at times perverse TV surprise came shortly after 11 o'clock, lasting about a minute and a half. The same thing happened at WGN's 9 o'clock news broadcast earlier in the evening.
Someone wants to get into your house, they can find a way to do that. And I guess likewise, if someone wants to interfere with your signal, they can find a way to do that.
The FCC says the pirates were able to use stronger microwave signals to override the television signals which are transmitted from the Hancock and Sears towers.
I'd like to inform anybody involved in this kind of thing that there's a maximum penalty of $100,000, 1 year in jail or both.
The broadcast pirate who broke into HBO programming about a year and a half ago and threatened HBO with this message was caught by the FCC and fined $5,000 and was put on 1 year probation. The FCC says the wise guys who pulled off this latest stunt are in very big trouble. Mike Kirsch, the 10 o'clock news.
The FCC says or warns that should the pirates try it again, it will only make it easier for the FCC to track them down.
Thank you.
Ich möchte.
Welcome to another episode of Nerf B-flat Radio. Tonight we consider the extraterrestrial aspect. Planetary radio. The advent of radio on Earth brought the insight that the Earth is continually bathed in radio signals emanating from points across the universe. From nearby within our solar system or from vast distances in space and time. Russian futurist Vladimir Plotnikov made the observation in 1920 that even starlight is a wireless signal. Eavesdrops on the radiophony coming our way as we consider radio bursts and long waves and even the loneliest wave of all. In 1920, the promise of radio seemed to be one where the body would be left behind, and where human spirit would meld with the cosmos. Thank you. 2020. We have an understanding that bodies will be coming with us. And that no atom in the universe avoid a complicated life. Distance. Radio listens for distance. And starlight is a manifestation of time. Thank you. goes between this signal and the next. We must be patient.